Hello everyone, this is Danetta Peaks recording from 32 Wesley. Tell me the stories of Jesus. A familiar hymn says, tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me. John 15, 9 through 17 reads, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Tell me the stories of Jesus. Friends, if you are like me, you love to hear the sweet stories of Jesus. Stories of how he loved people so much that after a large crowd hung out with him, listening to his stories, that he felt compassion on them and fed them. Stories of how a woman estranged from her neighbors was befriended by Jesus at a well. Stories of how children were encouraged to be brought to Jesus so that he could minister to them. I love the sweet stories of Jesus. I often want to pause there and not go any deeper, to realize that on the surface, the stories are sweet and harmless and leave it at that. But they are much deeper than would appear. The stories of Jesus provide a lens into the social justice needs of his day and also of this day. In 2018, we have been challenged to pause and reflect on more than one occasion about what happened 50 years ago in the United States of America. By nature, I have been one to assimilate, not wanting to rock the boat, talk about race, economic disparities in our communities, or about my complicity in maintaining the mainstream status quo. I would lean on my working class, middle child upbringing and try to let folks off the hook easy by declaring that I won't be typecast as the angry black woman in the room. I didn't want my story to be riddled with the pain of 400 years of slavery, talk of mass incarceration, statistics of the number of female-headed households, and men and women still trying to navigate their way through systems that seem to shift tracks faster than they are able to keep up. As much as I would like to go along to get along, the preacher and prophet in me realizes that my silence allows for us all to stick with the sweet stories of Jesus without going any deeper to uncover the pain behind the prophetic words of the Master. In some circles, it's discomforting to discuss difficult subjects. It's better to stick to the niceties, to keep it pleasant, to keep it simple, and everyone gets out unscathed. What? In 1968, the world was coming off its axis. The Vietnam War was underway. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in April. Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in June. At the Olympics in Mexico City, two medalists, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, performed the Black Power salute during the Star Spangled Banner at their medal ceremony. Richard Milhouse Nixon was elected president with 43% of the vote. And the Methodist Episcopals and the Evangelical United Brethren merged, forming the United Methodist Church. Looking back, we can see how each event played a significant role in the shaping of America. As we celebrate 50 years of the United Methodist Church, I hope that you will do something this weekend to make the love of the church known and felt today. With each movement, each season, each celebration that we have, we are to mark the words that Jesus gave us, that there is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Whether in word or actual deed, we need to demonstrate the love of Jesus so that others will be able to know him for themselves and to be able to live into their best lives possible. It's Friday. Enjoy the beauty and the sunshine of the day. Reflect on the celebration of the church, and also remember that you have got to demonstrate your love for God's people by going out and making a difference in the world. Have a great weekend.